This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Don Gross. Don is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Don. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. Don, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background?
Sure. I've been doing it, probably investing part-time, maybe 10, 12 years, something like that. I got into to investing kind of reluctantly as a reluctant landlord. Actually, I had a property I couldn't sell and bought another house to move my family. So I started out being a landlord, and then I wound up, you know, selling that house on a lease option initially, and then I wound up, you know, fixing it up and selling it a couple of years down the road after that. And then I got into the mortgage business, and actually my wife owns her own real estate company too now, a small real estate company here locally. So, you know, kind of have been involved in it, you know, for about 8-10 years, more or less. Rather than being a hobby now, it's more of a, you know, more of our lifestyle.
Okay. Did you have any problems or needs that MyHouseDeals.com was able to satisfy?
Yes. I was looking to actually do a wholesale deal and just strictly do a wholesale. Part of it was, you know, finding the right property. And obviously this was not listed with a realtor happened to be, you know, going through the properties, and that's how I found the deal that I bought.
Okay. How did you end up financing your purchase, and would you recommend that kind of financing for other investors?
I guess so. I mean, I would think it'd be a viable way to do that other than a, you know, hard money or private money lender or getting a loan. I actually have a line of credit with my bank, and I bought it, you know, I just did it through them. I just went to the bank, took out a check and just took that to the title company. So didn't really, you know, there was really not a loan process. It didn't take any time whatsoever. I just went there one day and, you know, got the money the same day, you know, half hour later.
Okay. As far as contractors are concerned for repairs, have you been able to find reliable contractors? And if so, how have you gone about doing that?
Yes. Actually, just, I guess, through networking, you know, over the last several years, you know, especially with the real estate company, a lot of times what we do is, you know, if I find a deal and I can't do anything with it, you know, I'll turn it over to my wife, and she's got to, you know, then she'll handle it through a real estate brokerage. But we've made quite a few contacts, you know, that way. You know, we have a couple of people that we've had them do work on our own house, our personal residence as well. So, I mean, you know, we can actually give, you know, testimonials. So, yes, these people do good work, you know.
How have you built up your real estate investing education other than your previous background in investing?
The internet is just, you know, you pretty much get inundated with offers, you know, just through email. I mean, if you look at one or two different programs, you know, out there, it seems like, although My House Deals doesn't do this, which I appreciate and really like, you know, they don't always, you know, it seems like if you log into one, you know, if you see something that's interesting and you log into it, and next thing you know, and you sign up and you get on their mailing list, next thing you know, they're inviting you to a webinar, and you know, then they're inviting you to a webinar and what have you. And I think one time I looked and I had like contacts from like 23 different investor groups, you know, and I think also another thing is like on My House Deals, like on their Flipper blog, you know, I think that's a good way just from interaction from other investors, you know, that's current, you know, it's current information. And I think that's probably the best way.
Okay, cool.
You know, a lot of these guys sell you old rehashed info, and I think the current is the only way to go.
And that blog is constantly being updated monthly, and Doug has all kinds of interesting topics that he posts on there. So, yeah, that is a good place for information. Do you focus more on buying, fixing, and reselling, or buying and holding properties as rentals, and why?
Probably more now, we're going to switch more to doing holding the properties. But in general, I pretty much enjoyed doing the rehabbing, you know, buying the place, rehabbing it, and then turn around and selling it. You know, you make more money that way. But, you know, according to the so-called gurus, you know, the way to go is, you know, to make quicker money is through wholesaling. And, you know, you just don't have so much of the holding costs and what have you know, involved with it. And, you know, so I've done the landlording in the past, and I didn't care for it. And I would probably say I'd recommend if people, if you're going to do a deal, make sure you factor in having a good management company.
Okay.
So you're not the one bothered, you know, in the middle of the night.
Okay. What are some of the main things that you look for whenever you're inspecting a property to purchase?
excuse me. I would say, you know, the main, you know, obviously the structure, make sure there aren't cracks in the walls, the ceilings. You know, if it's brick, obviously it's easy enough to see. If the house is sided, that's a different story. Then you have to look for the walls and ceilings. Well, where we're at here, you know, we have mine subsidence in some of the areas. So that's kind of a big thing. And realtors have to, you know, let you know about that. But individual sellers may or may not disclose everything, you know. So that, I look at the roof, you know, if it has more than, you know, two layers of roof on there, you know, you're looking at, you know, having to redo that. Because a lender, if you sell it to an end buyer, they're not going to approve that. They're going to make you have a new roof. So probably look at that. And then the systems, you know, the heating and cooling, see what kind of condition they're in. Obviously, the plumbing as much as you can. You know, look under the pipes, make sure that, you know, the sinks haven't been leaking or what have you. And then also, you know, the windows, you know, if they're older windows or what have you, you know, that's another thing. You know, it's like, well, okay, you're going to have to, you know, the windows and roof, you know, or in the systems, I would say the three main. Everything else is pretty much, you know, cosmetic and easy enough to, you know, get a price on.
I know you mentioned earlier that you're planning on selling this home that you purchased. Do you plan on selling it through a real estate agent, and why or why not?
Okay. Well, actually, I already did sell the property.
Okay.
I did list it. I had my wife's company listed, and the reason I did that was to get obviously a bigger buyer pool.
Okay.
You know, and it was listed, you know, pretty much below market value. I mean, this was a easy breezy deal. You know, a small dollar amount.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody, you know, could have fixed it up and lived in it, or, you know, rented it out. And I happen to sell it to another investor.
Okay. Would you mind sharing with us the purchase price, the cost of repairs, and the ARV on the property that you sold?
Sure. I'm almost embarrassed to say, after I've seen some of the other testimonials, what I paid for mine. But actually, mine was a deal where it was I paid $3,000 for it.
Okay.
And it was not a mobile home. It was a regular house. But it had a new roof. So it had a new roof, and the kitchen was already updated. But it did need a new furnace. So I paid $3,000 for it. The actual upgrade to put a new furnace in, oh, and the electrical upgrade. That's another thing I neglected to say.
Okay.
As far as the system. But, you know, because the way national code is now, you know, you have to have 100-amp service, and this house did not have that. But, so I had, you know, I had all my, you know, I already knew what all those costs were, but I had it pegged at about $8,000 to get it totally up to code. So somebody could have been in that house for $11,000, and basically, you know, the after repair value on it, I had it figured. I was trying to be conservative. I had a range on it, and I was conservative, and I figured, you know, $25,000 to $28,000. And actually, the fellow that bought it from me, he said his bank had been approving him for $32,000 in that same sub. Actually, he was rehabbing a house behind me, and we happened to see each other and wave to each other over a couple of week period. I was out there, and then he stopped in, and that's how we wound up doing the deal. So I sold it to him directly.
And he bought it for $32,000.
No, actually, I bought it for $3,000, and I sold it for $7,000. I sold it for $7,000.
Okay.
And the funny thing was, it was a lot of investors called me about that house, no one offered more than $5,000 as an investor, which struck me as odd, because I thought we did a comprehensive market analysis on it, and we knew that people were buying houses for $25,000, $28,000, that were already fixed up, but it was almost like, I don't know, word got out or something and people weren't wanting to offer more than $5,000. And I thought, well, I know someone's going to do that. And actually what I was going to do, my other strategy was that, well, I'll fix it myself and I'll just rent it out, or I would sell it on a lease option. And I had a lot of buyers, a lot of people approaching that as well.
Don, what advice would you give to new investors that are just starting out?
I would say it's try to not get oversaturated with information, and pick one strategy, and just stay with that. I mean, right now, we're looking at wholesaling, wholesaling or lease optioning right now in this area. But I think probably that is the best advice somebody could get, because if you try to get, you can get overwhelmed quickly enough with all the information that's out there. And My House Deals is a really good, tool to use for someone that has, it's kind of an all in one process there, where you have the information and you also have the properties, available to buy and or sell.
Okay. Well, thank you for meeting with me today, Don. I think we've got a lot of good information here. We appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thank you.